Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm returning callbacks. How may I help you?
I'm calling about a charge that's on my account.
Could
I
you give me your
called
zip code?
45133.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on. My name is Yvonne. I'm with customer support. Let me try and pull your account up. And what is your name, ma'am?
Sandra Collins.
Sandra Collins. Thank you very much for holding. Ms. Collins, I'll be with you in just one moment. Are you there, Miss Collins?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm holding on. I'm finna pull your account.
Okay.
Still pulling. I'm still here, ma'am. I haven't.
All
I
right.
don't see your name just yet. Hold on.
Do you need an address?
Miss Collins, I was wanted to ask you also. I haven't put your name up yet. Is this a new account, ma'am?
No, actually, it's not. It was done back in September, October,
Okay.
and the charge keeps showing up on my debit card.
Okay. Let's see what we can
And
do about that. Has your account ever been canceled?
well, I called in as soon as I saw the first charge and talked to a representative and told her I wanted it canceled right away. And now I've got another charge on my account.
Well, Sandra, do you know Dennis Collins?
No, I do not.
I have a Dennis Collins. I don't have you though. Hold on, let me try something else. Could you give me your phone number, ma'am?
Yeah, 513-596-5128.
Okay, let me try this, and I'm gonna try your first and last name also. Just one moment, please. Thank you for waiting. Okay. I'm still here, Miss Collins, and then go through with your number. I'm gonna put your first and last name, because I need a
Would it have
act
been
I
set?
need an account to help you.
Right. Now, they wouldn't have set it up under the credit card name, would they?
No, you have to have your name on the accounts
That's
here,
what I
so I
thought.
have to pull one up to verify you're who you are, and that's what you ordered. So we did zip code, first and last name. Let me see if it's
Yeah,
gonna go
and
through.
I
And it
never
did
did.
go through. It did went through with your phone number.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, can you verify your address for me, please?
Yeah, 4141 Hamilton Eaton Road,
Uh-oh,
lot
we got a
95.
problem. I have a different phone number for this and email. Hold on just one moment.
Is it 10342 North Union Road?
No, it's not.
All right, I'll be in there in a minute.
Okay.
Because I never did order anything. I never got anything.
Okay, hold on just one more. I don't know if it's Andrew Collins. See if that'll come through. Okay, so it's not
thank you, buddy.
It's not I found your account. Collins.
Yeah, it was charged on 11/13.
Okay, I found the account. Okay, so I have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I have, to be honest with you, I have 10 Sandra Collins. Could you verify your email, ma'am?
Yeah, it's my last name, my first name, and my middle initial F. @gmail.com.
Okay, I found the correct one. Okay, hold on. Could you verify your address again for me, ma'am?
Yeah, 4141 Hamilton Eaton Road, Lot 95, Hamilton, Ohio.
Okay, thank you. That's the correct one, ma'am. Thank you for waiting for customer support. I just need a moment to let your account come up.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Collins, thank you again for waiting for customer support. Okay, so I am showing a charge for $67.32.
Right.
Okay. And I can look to see. This is November 7th. Okay, this was declined. You paid $5.74 for cookware, and it was declined, ma'am. So the account remained open. And let me see what you did.
And then I called in when I got...
It was a sweepstakes offer. You canceled this account, ma'am?
Uh-huh. October. October 2nd.
Okay, yep. So let me check something for 1 minute, and I'll come back to you to see. Is it showing that they did cancel your account? Because you said that it is canceled on 11/18. And it's showing 10/7, 11/18. The order was your account was canceled. So since it was canceled and they did charge, it was for $67.32 for the cookware. Did you know that this was a welcoming gift, ma'am, for joining the factory direct savings store?
And what gift?
The cookware. When you paid the $5.74 for the cookware,
No, I never got no cookware, honey. When I called in October, they told me it was a sweepstakes, and I
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was trying to let you know. Okay,
yeah.
So
okay.
The sweepstakes, by it being in a sweepstakes, they have to notify you to let you know that you are the winner of this cookware set, but
yeah,
you were giving a voucher for.
Yeah, and I never got a voucher.
Okay, you never got the voucher, and
it doesn't matter because I still wanted to cancel it because I never knew that I was enrolled in something that cost $67.32 a month to join a club, and that's what I told her.
Okay, so it's not you're paying $67.32 to be in a club or anything, ma'am. The charge is coming because you get charged every month if you don't close your account. That's where the charges.
I closed it in October.
Yes, I know. And this is November. And you got a $67.32 charge. Hold on. Let me. You said you wasn't canceling anything. Hold on just one moment while I take a look at something, ma'am. And I'll come back with you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Miss Collins, I'm back. So what I'm going to do for you, even though they didn't cancel it for you, I'm going to cancel this account again for you. Hold on just one moment. They show here that they did blacklisted, but you're still getting charged. So I did put a close your account again, ma'am. And as far as I can only tell you for the charge that is on your account for here, you have $67.37, ma'am. What I could do is offer you 35% of a refund on it because it showed that it was supposed to be canceled, which it did, but the charge still came up, ma'am.
Yeah, I want my refund back, my $67.32. That was not authorized to come out of the account.
Okay, and
that's not unfair, right?
Yeah, yes, it's only fair because the account was closed. And it wasn't supposed to be any more charges. And if I was to do this, I would have to, the most I could do for you, Ms. Collins, I could do 50% for you. That's the most I can do for the charge, even though it's supposed to be closed.
Then you need to talk to your supervisor then and explain to them that something went wrong in your system, and your system still charged a customer that your customer is right. You cannot charge a customer and not provide them the service when the customer's account was closed.
Okay,
that
ma'am.
Is fraud.
Okay, ma'am. I'm gonna refund you the full $67.32, ma'am. Hold on just one moment.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Okay, it went through, ma'am. You should see it in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I have your confirmation number. Hold on. One moment.
Yeah, that's fine. I gotta get a 10.
Okay.
Sorry, I took a bad fall and thought I broke my right hip and had to go to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. Oh God, yeah, it's one of those. It's almost like one of those years. In the past couple of months, it's been awful. Okay, whenever you're ready, honey.
Uh-huh. Hold on just a moment.
All right, Yvonne.
Uh-huh.
I like that name. I got a cousin. That's her middle name.
Yvonne?
Yeah, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Town council was still trying.
You still there?
I'm sorry, I'm still here. I'm finishing up this to get your confirmation number to you, ma'am. Hold on just one moment. I'm finished.
Okay.
All right, now, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so your account is canceled again, so they won't send you a charge.
Okay.
Your refund will be sent to you in 3 to 5 business days. Your
mm-hmm.
confirmation number will be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262 549 855, ma'am.
855. Okay, great.
Okay.
So that's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
265.
No,
26.
No, no, no. 262.
Okay. 262.
549.
855.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, great.
Okay, thank you. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. Thank you for calling, and you have a nice day, ma'am.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you also.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.